I'll be visiting there this weekend. I'll be sure to give Mr. Girardi a call.
Well done. And when you're done with the series, guess what you'll be? Gone. All right, the march to 100K continues. The spikes are right at 93,000 going into this series. And it's great to see the student cheering sections here tonight, see who they are introduced. And in just a few moments, we'll be hearing from the choir down below. Alex Fargaro will lead off, play center field. Kasten Furrid, shortstop at second. The former Nittany Lion, J.T. Marr, is the DH hitting third. Jack O'Dowd at first base. It's cleanup. Trace Wilhoit will be at third base and hit fifth. Kendall Yule in left field will hit sixth. Batting seventh, Jeff LaCorey in right field. Ryan Graybosch behind the plate will bat eighth, with Connor McGuire at second base batting ninth. And Brendan Thiels on the mound for West Virginia in this one. The Spikes will have Austin Rocaforte leading off, playing left field. He returns to the lineup for the Spikes tonight. Camp Buford at third base will hit second. Kyle Russell at second base will hit third. Behind the plate will be Josh Spiegel. He'll hit cleanup. Caleb Hill in right field will hit fifth. Cooper Exton, center field, batting sixth. Parker Gadoo at shortstop will hit seventh. Manny Jackson, the DH, will bat eighth. And Austin Ball, after that ninth inning double the other night, back in the lineup today as he will bat ninth and play first base with the aforementioned Nick Hohenstein on the mound for the Spikes. The Spikes are wearing their blue jerseys tonight with the maroon and gold numerals and the white pants, blue stripe, blue caps. And West Virginia wearing their black jerseys tonight with the gold numerals, gray pants, the black hats with the light blue bills. So Thiels now walks in from the bullpen to join his teammates, joined by catcher Ryan Graybosch as they make their way to the dugout on the third base side. Meanwhile, the last guy to be announced for the Spikes will be Nick Hohenstein, who's about to run out to the pitcher's mound as Austin Ball leaps over the lines. Will not touch those. And we're just about set to go. Hohenstein, he jumps over them as well. Joe does that, and he also just tries to avoid them at all costs.
Oh, yes. You never know where they've been, Steve.
Oh, I can tell you. Here's Rodney.
Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise as you are able and kindly remove your caps. Please join me in welcoming the Coda Conduct here to honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem.
Code of conduct with the singing of our national anthem. And one other note, the players' postgame food spread safe tonight. Jerry's not in the park. The opening pitch of the moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
So here we go. Time to play ball here at the ballpark. Nick Hohenstein defensively. Austin Ball's at first. Kyle Russell at second. Parker Gaudu at short with Cam Buford at third. Left to right, Austin Forte, Rocaforte in left. Cooper Hexton center. Caleb Hill in right with Josh Spiegel behind the plate. And leading it off will be Alex Vergara. Vergara at 257, three home runs, 14 knocked in with six doubles, two triples. And the opening pitch of the game is a swing and a miss. So, 84 degrees. I was talking to Guy Godowski up in the Concourse. It's important to meet people, Joe. And we were talking, and he says, I said, well, it's not hockey weather. He goes, I love this weather. I said, think about the guys in Anaheim, right, Dallas. Hey, it's all good with them. They leave the rink, go, that's nice. That is to left field, coming over, reaching up, and making the catch is Rocaforte as he lays out in left field. His return to the lineup brings with it a spectacular catch. One gone. What a play right out of the gate by Austin Rocaforte. Here is Kasten Furr. The shortstop comes in at 318. No home run, 17 knocked in with four doubles. And the pitch by Hohenstein. That's a strike, and very quickly it's 0-1. The ball's at a strike. Fur bats on the right side, and the pitch outside. With curveball that time, it's 1-1 on this 84-degree evening where it's hazy down the mountain range. The wind is blowing to left about 5 miles an hour. And the pitch. Outside, it's 2-1. I would say it's like halfway between blowing straight out and blowing to left. Here's the set and the pitch. That is off the fist, shallow right center field. Coming on is the center fielder, Cooper Hexton. He slides and makes the catch. Well, this outfield right out of the gate is showing a defensive prowess that any pitcher would love. Two gone with the bases clean for JT Moore. The former Nittany Lion comes in at 308. No home runs, eight knocked in with five doubles. He'll be the first lefty in the lineup that Hohenstein has faced. That means Buford's off the line at third, could do a couple of steps toward the bag at second. And the pitch backed him away, one ball, no strikes. 1-0 the count. And the pitch. Hit in the air, center field. Back goes Hex. This is a conventional play of all things, and he makes the catch. So they proved on the last one they can make the easy as well as the difficult. Two great catches in the inning by Rocaforte and Hex, respectively. They go 1-2-3, and at the end of a half inning, West Virginia nothing, State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Bottom of the first inning, the Spikes will come to the plate in a scoreless game. The opening pitch of the game tonight was at 6:36. It was brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. So, Brenton Thiel's on the mound, making his fifth start, 2-0 with a 3.52 ERA in 23 innings, just 20 hits. That's very good. 12 runs, 9 of them earned. Struck out 18, but he's walked 12, so that's too close. Hit one, giving up a home run. Opposing hitters, 233 against him. Austin Rocaforte has been out the last five games. Last time he played was actually against West Virginia. So he comes in at 264 with no home runs and 9 knocked in with 3 doubles and a triple. And very, very pleased to be joined by Megan Evans, who is the interim director of the Center County United Way. Hello, Megan. How are you tonight?
Hello. I'm great. How are you? It's so great to be here.
It's great to have you here. The first pitch to Rocaforte is a strike. So here we are. 2024 campaign week is underway.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting time for you.
It really is. In fact, this year we're doing things a little differently. We're having a week-long kickoff instead of just a one-day event, and this is day two. So we're excited to be at the Spikes.
First pitch is grounded on to second, and McGuire throws him out. Here's Cam Buford to the plate. Drove in two on Sunday night, went 1-for-5 with a double of 2 RBIs. 234, 2 home runs, a league-leading 30 runs knocked in with 6 doubles, 2 triples. And this campaign has months to run, so this is a critical fundraising time for you.
Yes, it is. We kick off this week, and then it runs through January 31st of next year.
So tell us a little bit about Alice.
Have you met Alice? Do you know who Alice is?
I have not met Alice.
Okay. Alice stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed, and those are the people that most of our agencies serve. They are working. They are driving our economy. They were the essential workers during COVID.
Yep.
But they don't make enough money to pay their bills, their basic needs. And they make too much to get any government assistance. So they're kind of lost out there.
The pitch to Buford down low. It's 2-1. In other words, they're in the gray area of the economy. And being in the gray area of the economy, they need the help because it needs something to get them over the top that they're not going to get assistance from.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Here's the 2-1 from Thiels. Outside, 3-1 to Cam. Buford, by the way, has already drawn 23 walks this season. All right, so let's talk about helping out neighbors in the community because, look, people work hard all the time. They work hard
all the time.
And there's nothing more. The pride, ball four, Buford walks for the 24th time. Look, there's a lot of pride in getting a paycheck.
Yes.
All right? There's a lot of disappointment when it doesn't meet all the needs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Very fair.
And so what does the United Way do to help out?
Well, these are people that are making choices. Should I buy my family food or should I pay the rent?
Yeah.
Should I send my child to daycare or do I pay another bill? So they're making tough choices, and our agencies are there to say, hey, don't worry about food. The food bank's got you. Let's help you pay your rent.
And these are the people, by the way, that want to work.
Yes, and they are working.
Yep.
One or two jobs, even.
Throw it to first. Buford gets back. Keep in mind, Buford is 17 of 18 in stolen bases. He comes in number two in the league. Gets off to a short lead at first. At the plate is Kyle Russell. And the pitch to the second baseman, outside corner for a strike, gets 0-1. So let's get to one of the big days of the year. That's the day of caring.
Day of caring, yes.
Yes.
Thursday, October 3rd, always the first Thursday in October. We'll have over 1,000 volunteers coming out for a day of service to help these agencies who are helping our neighbors and don't often have the time to do the landscaping or the painting or the cleaning up of their facilities.
So a roller in front of the plate, rolls foul, third base side. Approximately how many projects in what neighborhood?
About 50.
Wow.
Yes, and saves the county thousands of dollars and the agencies.
About tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands. It's incredible.
Yeah, no question.
It's such a fun day.
All right, so let's swing over to Beaver Stadium. Right now there's a lot of construction, but last year I was at this for a while.
Oh, you were?
And I was kidding Olu Fashinu about Over the Edge. I said, no, you're not up there. He goes, I don't think so. I said, I don't think James Franklin is going to let you go up there. But tell us about Over the Edge. That's a great, great fundraiser.
It is a great fundraiser. So it's a peer-to-peer fundraising. So you go on the website, you sign up to do it, and then you ask your friends to help you raise $1,500. And when you make that mark, you can go over the edge, which means you're rappelling off of Beaver Stadium 110 feet to the ground. Completely safe. You are in harnesses.
Yep.
But if you got that fear of heights, it's tough to step over and start to rappel.
But it's a great fundraiser. And then, then we get to November, right? And I want to say this would be Sunday, the 24th of November, right? It's Taste of the Town.
Taste of the Town sells out quickly every year. So keep an eye open for that. Get your tickets. 30 restaurants providing their signature food. You get to taste it all. Auctions, live auction, silent auction. It's a lot of fun.
Kyle Russell singled to right first and second with one out. And here's Josh Spiegel. Spiegel went 2-for-4 Sunday night. He scored a run. He's kicked that average up to 273 with two home runs, 11 knocked in, four doubles. Out of Greensburg, former Nittany Lion. Waits in the right-handed box. And Thiels to the plate, and that missed outside. Our home plate umpire tonight is Jesse West. Justin Sims is down at first, and Dominic Law is the umpire at third. Thiels looks in. He'll go set at the belt. Plenty of speed on the bases for the Spikes here in the bottom of the first of a scoreless game. And Thiels delivers. That's on the ground foul. Weak effort by Tim Battle down at third. Almost a self-preservation swing. You can donate online as well. That's so important. The ability. People want convenience. Donating online allows convenience.
Yes.
And the website is?
ccunitedway.org.
Pretty simple.
Very simple.
So I'm a simple guy. So whatever you can do to help. And how many agencies are we helping right now?
25 agencies.
25 agencies.
Yes.
That make a difference every day. Not just at donation time.
No.
Every day.
Every day.
Runners take off, but it's fouled back by Spiegel. One ball and two strikes.
One in four people in Center County receive services from a partner agency.
That's amazing.
We're touching thousands of our neighbors a year with the help.
You're talking one in four. You're talking about tens of thousands that end up being touched by the United Way on a daily basis, not weekly, not monthly, daily.
Right. And 17,000 households in Center County are Alice households.
1-2. Called strike three. Got him. Two gone. Great pitch. Went slider that time to get him. That's his first strikeout of the ball game. Here's Caleb Hillman swinging a hot bat of late. He's got the average up to 317. Remember, 3 weeks ago he was hitting 182. Now he's at 317. No home runs, 15 knocked in, two doubles, two triples. Went 1-for-3 with a walk Sunday night at Williamsport. How much fun is it for you to be up here to see all this today?
This view is amazing.
I know.
And your talent and skill is just...
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, my gosh, Steve. Yeah. It's real.
Pitch by Thiels outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. We'll find out if it's any good on Saturday.
In fact,
that's where I was earlier today. Jack Ham and I did the Duquesne Club down in Pittsburgh today. So.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Sellout crowd, which was very nice.
Wonderful.
I let Jack do all the talking. Throw it a second, but nobody home. 1-0 the count. Remember, Buford and Russell did take off on a pitch that Spiegel fouled back. So it's not out of the realm of possibility they try to double steal here with two outs. Fields waits and the pitch. Hill fouls it to our left and hits the Cheese Shop Printers.com box and falls down below. First of a three-game set. All the games are at 6:35. Tim Battle, the manager, coaching down at third. Lastings Millage is coaching down at first as Thiels goes set. First and second with two outs. 1-1 the count on Caleb Hill. To the plate. Inside, two balls and a strike. You know, every day, what's it like for you to go into work because there's meaning behind everything you do?
I love my job.
Yeah.
I love knowing that what I'm doing is helping people in our community that really need it and that are working hard to make a better life for themselves and their families.
Fouled again to the Cheese Shop Printers.com box, then pops high in the air, and then I would freely admit was botched by two guys down below. What are we doing here? I mean, for all you know, there's a scout from the White Sox here because the White Sox will right now take anybody off the street. 2-2 the count. Thiels goes set. Let's see if Tim Battle runs them here. Good lead for each. Nope, they stay. And that's fouled to our left. Clears the roof and out of play. It's still 2-2. And what does a night like tonight mean to get the word out for the Center County United Way?
It's so important. You know, we've got a really great group of loyal donors year after year, but we need to be getting newer donors and younger donors. Yeah. So to be able to be out and let them see our name and talk to us, it's really helping.
Foul to the plate, still 2-2. Hill working hard at the plate. He's about to have the seventh pitch of the at-bat fly his way, still with a 2-2 count. Scoreless bottom of the first inning, joined by Megan Evans, Center County United Way, on a big night for them, starting a big campaign for them that runs through the end of January.
January 31st.
Yep. That makes a difference every day in the county. One out of every four help served. 2-2. And he fouled, tipped it into the mid of Graybosch. Strike three, got him, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, and two left. And, Megan, what an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Megan Evans, Center County United Way. We go to the top of the second, scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
First pitch to Jack O'Dowd as we start out the top of the second inning is a strike. It's 0-1. O'Dowd, three home runs, 33 knocked in with 14 doubles, hitting .319. Check that did not go. It's 1-1. JD, some good news. I have good news for you. The pitch, swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Jerry Valeri's not here tonight, so the players' post-game spread will not be depleted. There's nothing like Stanley the steam engine. One hopper to ball, covering Hohenstein. Good throw by Austin, right in the money, one gone. The other night, the players are looking at me like, what happened to our wings? Meanwhile, Captain Happy-Go-Lucky, completely oblivious to the world around him, was like, these are the greatest wings ever. Here's Trace Wilhoit. Wilhoit steps in at 289, 5 home runs, 25 knocked in with 9 doubles at triple, bats from the right side and takes a strike. It's 0-1. 4 first pitch strikes now for Nick Hohenstein in the 0-1. Curveball up high at the letters. It's 1-1. Ball at a strike. Outfield straight away and deeper all the way around. By the way, Caleb Hill's in center. Cooper Hex is in right. That is on the ground, past a diving Buford in the left field for a base hit. First hit of the ball game for West Virginia puts Wilhoit aboard. And Wilhoit, in case you're wondering, 1-for-1 in stolen bases. And that will bring to the plate Kendall Yule. Yule at 276 with a home run and 7 knocked in. He has 4 doubles. Yule bats from the right side. With one out, Wilhoit on first. And he goes set. Middle infield double play depth. Good pitch for a strike. Started him out with a curveball that time. 0-1 the count. Spikes have turned 27 double plays on the ground. 31 double plays all told. Throw to first. He dives back. No tag by Austin Ball. Yule, by the way, has wrapped into 2 double plays so far this year. We're in the top of the second. We're scoreless. And the pitch. That's on the ground. The second, it's Cadu. Russell one on to first. Double play, number 28. And the inning is over. I mean, J.D. doesn't think I know the game. I mean, it's like I try to set it up for everybody, prepare everybody for it. You look at me like you're in total shock. Inning and a half gone. All you guys are like that. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home with summer fun this week. All games at 6:35. It starts with Walking Taco Tuesday and a buy one, get one bullpen box ticket night presented by the Center Daily Times. Then Glizzy and Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. And Thursday, it's Fireworks presented by Starfire Corporation on Fun Night with Park in the Park 4 presented by the Center Daily Times and Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
The second inning, the Spikes and West Virginia scoreless. Brandon Thiel's back to work. He'll face Cooper Hex, Parker Cadu, and Manny Jackson, 6, 7, and 8 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the second. Hex comes to the plate. Cooper at 294, 2 home runs, 15 knocked in with 9 doubles, 4 triples. Sunday went 0-for-3 with a walk. Bats on the left side. Not as much of an open stance this time. And Thiels delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 90 on the outer edge. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Fields, the big right-hander, puts the glove over the head and drives to the plate. That's on the outside corner for a strike. That time at 92, 0-2 the count. No balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Down. Call strike three. Got him at 93. Three straight strikeouts now for Thiels. Parker Gaudu at the plate. JD was telling me the other day that the last time he saw 93, he was in the passenger seat of Joe Putnam's car. No? Not right? Parker Gaudu. 215 home runs, 13 knocked in, 6 doubles, 3 triples. 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored on Sunday. He takes a strike. It's 0-1. This guy's not messing around. 89 with that one. Winds and delivers. That is lined to center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Gaudu makes the turn at first. A two-out single, or one-out single to center by Parker Gaudu. Here's the DH, Manny Jackson. Manny's been hot at the plate of late, although Sunday he went 0 for 2. He did drive in a run. He walked. 242, three home runs now, 23 knocked in with 4 doubles and a triple. He was 5 for 9 in the series against Williamsport. Gaudu off at first. 12 for 12 stolen bases. There he goes, the pitch. That's on the outside corner for a strike. Head first slide. He steals the bag. He's 13 for 13. So it's 0-1 to Manny Jackson, but he's got Gaudu on second now with one out. Outfield straight away. Vergara a little bit deeper in center. Manny waits. See if he can drive in number 24. Down low for a ball. One ball and one strike the count on Jackson. 6'4", 205 pounds, 22-year-old out of Norfolk State. Losing Coral Gables. The pitch. Inside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Right near the University of Miami campus. Played at Eastern Kentucky and Norfolk State in his collegiate career. Hit 314 in his career. 2-1. Gaudu dancing around. And did he dance too much? Yes, he's thrown out at second base. Good job by Fur going in behind him. And they picked him off. And that is the kind of unforced error that kills you in a game. So, 2-1 the count to Jackson now with two outs and nobody on. He knew he was in trouble, too. Thiels works on the windup now, the 2-1. Checked it, did not go. They appealed, did not go. It's 3-1. Austin, ball on deck. Thiels with a 3-1 count, looks in, and drives to the plate. Outside and low, ball 4, Jackson's aboard. Here comes Austin Ball. In the game Sunday night, in his only plate appearance, he doubled to left center. Home run, 16 knocked in with 7 doubles on the season and 16 runs scored. Ball bats from the left side. Kind of warm night where you think the ball on a night like this will travel. Ball waits as Thiels looks in. Two outs with Jackson on first. And Thiels delivers. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Started out with a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Hazy 84-degree night. Feels like late August weather. Jackson short lead at first. To the plate. Outside. Ball to strike. I'll say this. Vergara, the center fielder, plays a very deep center field. Yule not as deep in left. Normal depth maybe a couple steps back. Lecori in right. Hit very high in the air. Shallow center field to the Bermuda Triangle. Back to second baseman McGuire makes the catch, and the inning is over. Spikes got a hit. Strand one at the end of two. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Top of the third, Nick Hohenstein will face the bottom third of the order, Jeff LaCoury, Ryan Grabosch, and Connor McGuire. LaCoury, 282 with 7 home runs, 44 knocked in, 19 doubles. This goes all the way back to the first week of June. And the pitch up high to LaCoury at the letters, 1-0. 320 left field line, 384 left center, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line and right to the line, Country Kia corner, and he loops that one foul over the screen and out of play. About 5 to 6 rows back of the West Virginia dugout, third base side, it's 1-1. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, goes to 8 feet high at the huge new video board in left center. On the ground, up the middle into center field, base hit. Second hit of the ball game for West Virginia, Grabosch to the plate. Goes to 8 feet high at the beautiful new video board in left center, all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. Grabosch at 243, no home runs, 15 knocked in with 7 doubles. Grabosch has grounded into 3 double plays. Spikes have already turned 1. Catcher bats from the right side. LaCoury short lead at first. To the plate. Outside corner for a strike. 6 first pitch strikes in the opening 8 batters for Nick Hohenstein. Getting ahead of hitters. LaCoury is 6-for-6 in stolen bases. Outfield straight away. Hill deeper in center. The pitch. It's fouled straight back to the screen. It's quickly 0-2. Up by Chris Schull. What an outing Schull had at Williamsport. He was tremendous. Really set the tone up there on that Friday night, going 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, struck out 9. Got his first Spikes win. 0-2. That was close, but outside, 1-2 the count. Hazy down the mountain range toward Pleasant Gap and Belfont. And Hayes shrouding Tussie Mountain over the right field grandstand. Mountain Indy, of course, perfectly frames this ballpark. Just a typical summer August night. Throw to first, dives back in. 1-2 the count. Scoreless in the top of the third. Each team with 2 hits. First of a 3-game set. All 3, 6:35. Then next Tuesday, 6:35 here. High in the air, center field. Hill is right in his tracks. Doesn't even have to move. Waits, puts it away. And 1 out. For Hill, his 3rd catch of the game, and here's Connor McGuire. McGuire at 244, no home runs, and 14 knocked in with 6 doubles. Catcher's grounded into 1 double play. He's playing second base tonight. McGuire now set in the right-handed box. And the pitch, there goes LaCorey down the right field line, slicing, fair. It's going to be a fair ball. LaCorey's going to be waved around and come to the plate. West Virginia is going to take a 1-0 lead. Great piece of hitting by McGuire as he was able to just sneak it in the right field line and get himself an RBI double. Didn't hurt that LaCorey was going on the pitch, and here's Vergara. Vergara, great catch in left by Rocaforte as David Carpenter comes out to pick up the bat. You know, David Carpenter, we talk about baseball knowledge to go with high character. That is the former Spike right there. Set and the pitch. Breaking ball for a strike. It is 0-1. 1-0 West Virginia. For McGuire, RBI number 15 off his seventh double. Hohenstein, right-hander, works from the first base side and delivers. Outside, it's 1-1. Geisinger Kid Zone with the inflatables in full gear tonight. And the set. The pitch. That's popped up foul ball going toward the tarp. We'll look and watch it go into the seats about maybe 6 or 7 rows back. 1-2 the count. Plenty of hockey jerseys out there tonight. One outlier with a Jalen Hurts jersey on. And I don't even know if they're Philadelphia's team. I think they're Brazil's team now, aren't they? Playing Brazil next Friday night. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him first strikeout of the night for Nick Hohenstein. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Our view of healthcare really is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. Kasten Furr, great catch by Caleb Hill in center field to dive and make the play in the first inning. Two outs, one run in, and the pitch. Curveball, that's a strike, it's 0-1. 8 first pitch strikes. 1-0 West Virginia. Outfield straight away, not deep. A set, and the 0-1. Curveball hit him on the left shoulder. First and second now with two outs. So for Hohenstein, that is the third batter he's hit this season. And for Kasten Furr, that's the second time he's been hit by a pitch. And here's the McDonald strikeout guy, the former Nittany Lion JT Moore, who flew out to Hill in center field to end the first. Got first and second with two outs. Bats from the left side. That is loop behind short, coming on Rocaforte. It's going to fall for a base hit. It's going to be 2-0. Scoring from second will be McGuire. 2-0 West Virginia. Put it in a perfect spot, just beyond shortstop and just in front of the left fielder. Jack O'Dowd to the plate. Here we are in late August. In case you're wondering, some will go down at 7:51 tonight. O'Dowd, open stance, bats from the left side. First and second, two outs. The pitch. Checked it. That's a strike. 0-1 the count. 2-0 West Virginia. Hohenstein. Go set and to the plate. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Hohenstein, of course, sports that signature green glove of his. And the pitch. That is driven to right field down the line. Hooking. Fair. Home run, Jack O'Dowd. The second home run he's hitting here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. And it's a big 5-run third inning for West Virginia. A three-run shot into the grandstand and left, just like he did in the last series. For O'Dowd, his fourth home run. He's now driven in 36, 367 feet down the line in right, just inside the foul pole. Got it to the third, fourth row of the grandstand. 5-0 West Virginia. So the Spikes have their work cut out. Here's the pitch. Checked it. That's a strike. Getting ahead of hitters is not the issue. Here's the 0-1. That's lifted in the air, playable left field. Rocaforte goes back with Hill. Rocaforte gives way to Hill at the edge of the track, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Eight come to the plate, five score, including the three-run homer by Jack O'Dowd. They do so on four hits and nobody left. At the end of 2.5, 5-0 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Austin Rocaforte grounded to second in the first inning. He'll lead it off, followed by Cam Buford, Kyle Russell, top of the order for the Spikes, down 5-0. Thiels to the plate. That's a strike in or half. 0-1 the count. Fastball at 91. So the last Nick Hohenstein start, the Spikes were down 5-0 and rallied to win. They're going to have to do the same thing all over again tonight. 0-1. In there for a strike, gets 0-2, 92 with that fastball. Thiels is at great location with his pitches, especially the fastball. And the 0-2 to Rocaforte. Foul to our right, clears the roof and out of play. Rocaforte back at the top of the order, normally sets the tone for this offense. He scored 18 runs, missed the last five games. The 0-2. Bounced that one in 2-2. Buford on deck. And then it's Russell. 5-0 West Virginia. The three-run homer by Jack O'Dowd. He had a three-run homer the last time we were here. 1-2. Excuse me, foul ball on the check swing goes past the camera well and bounces back out. Lasting's millage will let Jack O'Dowd go over and pick it up. He'll flip it over to Lasting's millage in the first base coaching box. 1-2, the count of Rocaforte. And he said we thought the ball could travel tonight based on the conditions, and that one traveled. 367 feet. And the 1-2. That is loop, shallow left field, but in his tracks there to get it is Yule. One up and one down. Cam Buford walked in the first. for Buford. A league-leading 24th walk in the first inning. Drove in two with a double on Sunday night. He's got 30 RBIs. And the pitch. Foul that one back. Glanced off the shoulder of Graybosch that time. It's 0-1. Kyle Russell will go over and pick that up with the yellow batting glove. 0-1 the count as Thiels deals. That's line foul. First base side. Goes the party deck and out of play. And bounces into where the batting cages are now. Actually went down and looked at it last night, the new area. Very, very nice. Really, really nice. 0-2 the count to Buford, the pitch. Low and outside, 1-2 the count. Wind is blowing straight out at about 5 miles an hour. Now what you would call impactful, but doesn't hurt you either. 1-2. And the pitch. That's foul, first base side. That'll reach the seats and out of play. In fact, may go all the way to the concourse. Nope, hit the seats. And the fans are right there to grab it. It's still 1-2. Youngsters are playing wiffle ball over in the wiffle ball area in the Geisinger Kids Zone tonight. 1-2 from Thiels. Low and outside, level at 2-2. 5-0 West Virginia, bottom of the third. One gone, base is empty. West Virginia won its last game. Spikes have a 3-game winning streak. 2-2. On the ground and into left field for a base hit. Will Hoyt went after it but couldn't quite get to it. And the Spikes have their third hit of the ball game. So with one out, that'll bring Kyle Russell to the plate. And he singled to right in the first inning. Russell's got that average back up to 282 now. Middle infield, a double play depth. They've turned 21 double plays at West Virginia this year. Spikes have hit into a league low 18. Buford, short lead at first, but again, 17 of 18 in stolen bases. Line to right field, that's a base hit again. Buford, they may get him at second. They do. It's going to be a fielder's choice 9-2. I'm not quite sure what he saw there. It's going to be actually a fielder's choice 9-4. I'm not sure what he saw there. Because you could tell right away off the bat it was a base hit. He must have thought LaCorey had a shot at it. Because he stopped halfway and then all of a sudden the ball was hit so hard he was in no man's land. And here is Spiegel. Spiegel struck out swinging in the first. And Thiels to the plate. Outside, one ball, no strikes. Boy, you felt like the Spikes had something cooking there and that Russell hit the right. But the only thing they got cooked on that was Buford at second. 1-0 on the ground, wide of the bag at third. 1-1 the count to Spiegel. Driven in 11. Four doubles, three in the past week. Caleb Hill on deck. 6:35 tomorrow, 6:35 Thursday, 6:35 next Tuesday. These are the final four home games of the 2024 season here at Medley Field, Lombrano Park. Russell leads at first, decent lead. And the 1-1. The right field slicing down the line will reach the seats and out of play. 1-2 the count. I think it made it to the Spikes bullpen. It did. 1-2 the count. We're going to put together a GoFundMe page to get JD a new hat. One and two the count. And the pitch. Low and outside. 2-2. Joe greeting the populace up in the box. 2-2 with Russell on first, two outs. Deals to the plate. Outside, full 3-2. So Russell will move on this pitch, and Thiels takes the glove and slams it on his thigh. He was not happy with where he threw that one. 3-2 the count on Spiegel. Bats on the right side. They'll play. O'Dowd will play him back of Russell. Inches out, and there he goes. The pitch. Hit in the air, center field, pretty well hit, going back to the wall, looks up at the wall, it is gone! Off the batter's eye in straight center field, and the Spikes are back in the game on Josh Spiegel's third homer of the year. RBIs 12 and 13. We told you we thought the ball would travel tonight, and it is traveling. It's 5-2 West Virginia. Spiegel puts the Spikes back in it with a two-run shot to center. Caleb Hill. He struck out to end the first inning. 422 feet right off the batter's eye in center. Now cracked up the middle into center field. That's a base hit. So Hill, by the way, is 4-for-4 in stolen bases. One thing I'll say about Thiels, he's a big man, but when he goes to the stretch, he is really very good at the slide step. He does not use a high leg kick when he's from the stretch coming to the plate. And he's a guy, by the way, that pitches from the windup when nobody's on base. A lot of pitchers always pitch from the stretch. He doesn't. Graybosch out to talk to him, and Cooper Hex at the plate, who struck out looking in the second. 5-2 West Virginia as Spiegel puts the Spikes back in it here in the bottom of the third. I mean, that was hit on a line. Hex bats from the left side. Windmills the bat. Hill gets to his lead at first. Pretty good lead. There he goes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Throw to second by Graybosch. He steals the bag. 0-1 the count as Hill gets his fifth steal of the year. He's 5-for-5. And the Spikes have a runner in scoring position now with two outs for Hext. Cooper has driven in 15 for the Spikes. He had one RBI in the Williamsport Series. Thiels wants and gets a new baseball. So far, in the GoFundMe page for the new app for JD, awfully slow. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. Up high, 1-1. Although several family members seem to be chipping in. Could be worse. You could be taking the players' post-game meal. You're allowed to, actually. 1-1. On the ground to short, Furs got it. Double clutches, throws to first in time. The inning is over. But the Spikes get two on the home run by Josh Spiegel. And at the end of three, 5-2 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
The State College Spikes are back with just three games left on the 2024 home schedule. Tomorrow, the Spikes take on the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:35 p.m. on a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. And Thursday, it's a fantastic fireworks show after the game on Thon Night, Bark in the Park 4, presented by the Center Daily Times, and enjoy Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Time of the fourth inning. Spikes down 5-2. Nick Hohenstein back to work against Kendall Yule, Jeff LaCorey, and Ryan Graybosch. 6-7-8 in the West Virginia batting order. And with Legion of Blue and Panzemonium and Park Avenue Army and Reckoning and Roar Zone here tonight, here's our ringleader, Joe Putnam.
Thank you very much, Steve Jones. Kendall Yule grounded into a double play his last time up, and the first pitch to him here is a breaking ball low and away, ball one.
Spiegel starting the comeback for the Spikes.
Yes, indeed. A 422-foot homer off the batter's eye in center.
Yep, got out of here at 105.
Whew. Here's a grounder on to third, scooped up by Cam Buford. Throw across the diamond in time, one away. All the student sections here tonight as we Fall sports season is underway here in Happy Valley for Penn State teams.
In fact, Jeff, I saw Jeff Cook here at the ballpark last night. I made a cameo appearance. I dropped off stuff. Saw all the athletes here.
Yes, indeed.
Jeff says to me, he says, Steve, tell him about the pit matchup coming up on Friday. Absolutely.
Jeffrey Field, yep. Penn State pit. Jeff LaCorey now up. Singled his first chime up, takes a breaking ball for a strike, curve on the outer edge, 0-1.
And 12 first-pitch strikes for Hohenstein.
Whew. Here's the 0-1. Grounder up the middle to his right, backhanding it as Russell at second, fires to first in time, two down.
Where are our hot dogs?
That's a darn good question.
I always worry about hoarding, Joe. It's interesting because, you know, if I didn't know it, because we know Jerry's not here tonight, I would safely make the assumption that he is eating those, too, after he literally just took from the players the other night.
Ryan Graybosch is 0-1, flied out to center field last time up. Breaking ball, curve for a strike on the upper echelon of the zone.
Comes in here the other night, he says, look, I found food. I said, you found food? I couldn't figure it out. And he had that big canister with all these wings in it.
Yes.
I'm thinking, found food. First of all, I had to think, like, where do we sell wings in the ballpark?
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought to myself, oh, wait a minute.
Foul back over our heads.
Let's
one
see.
And two.
Who would eat wings, and where would it be laying out?
Yeah.
Do people have to fill out, like, surveys or anything like that when we start the season, Joe?
Jerry's a special case, as you know.
I realize that I'm like a day one employee, so I don't worry about those things, right? Here's an interesting word. I just want to throw it out to see what you think.
Yeah?
Standards. Just thought I'd throw it out to see what you think.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes to Ryan Graybosch. Hohenstein delivers, and this one is lifted to center field, base hit. Able to reach out for the breaking ball and send it into center, a two-out single for Graybosch.
You want to get out of this inning giving up nothing. The reason is Spiegel just got you back in the game at 5-2. You want to just get rid of this, and then you have your team back at the plate because the Spikes will score runs in bunches.
Absolutely will, and even though it's the 79 batters due up, Kadu Jackson Ball, that's where the strength of the Spikes order has been.
The bottom of the order has been terrific.
Connor McGuire takes ball one upstairs. He doubled down the right field line to the Lion Country Kia corner last time up.
He just snuck it inside the line. He was slicing it. It was aching to get out, and it just dropped.
Hohenstein to the plate. Foul back to the screen, 1-1. 5-2 Black Bears here on the top of the fourth.
A Vladimir Guerrero Jr. jersey from the Blue Jays down below.
Oh.
A Caitlin Clark Indiana Fever jersey.
Oh.
And the Sao Paulo Eagles Jalen Hurts jersey. That's where they play now, right?
Well, that's where they'll open the season. 1-1 fouled away first base side.
They're the home team.
They are.
I know the Green Bay Packers will rep Green Bay. Elmo's like, he's looking at me going, yeah, I'm going to dance, Steve. I'm into what you're talking about.
One ball, two strikes. Pitch. That's foul. Back to the screen again. 90 on the fastball.
Now, for example, JD and you are both allowed to join the players in any post-game meal down below. You're on the category.
Yeah, we'd partake later on.
Right? Which is acceptable to everybody. Right? And then you have this beggar.
1-2, tapped up the middle on the ground, taken by the second baseman, Russell, steps on the bag himself for the force on Graybosch, and the inning is over.
See, that's what you needed to do, Joe, right there. You just got back in the game. You needed a shutdown inning, and Nick gave it to them.
One hit for the Black Bears, their first runner left on base tonight. End of 3.5, 5-2 West Virginia. Spikes coming back up on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back with just three games left on the 2024 home schedule. Tomorrow, the Spikes take on the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:35 p.m. on a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. And Thursday, it's a fantastic fireworks show after the game on Thon Night, Bark in the Park 4, presented by the Center Daily Times, and enjoy Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. 5-2 West Virginia as Parker Cadoo starts off the bottom of the RAV fourth inning, the Toyota RAV fourth inning for the Spikes, the home half. And he swings the first pitch, fouls it off third base side. Cadoo singled in the second, stole second base, then was picked off of second. Oh, and one the count and the pitch. Fastball down and in. One ball and one strike. Again, the 7-8-9 batters have been a strength in the Spikes order, and they certainly were the last series between these two teams. What was scheduled as a four-game set the weekend before last is the 1-1's a strike at the knees, 1-2. Became a three-game series. Rained out after three innings in the Saturday night matchup of that long weekend set. 1-2, missed outside, 2-2 the count, but 7-9 batters actually providing a lot of pop against the Black Bears throughout. And, of course, every game has been close between these teams really all year long. And in the second half, every game, all six of the matchups so far have been decided by one run or less. Bouncer to the right side, taken by the first baseman, O'Dowd, flips onto the pitcher, Thiels, and they say he won the race to the bag at first. Last innings, Millage, with a word of protest, is Cadoo racing down the line. Grounded to the right side, and Thiels did not get a great break towards first base. As we take a look at the replay, O'Dowd and Thiels sticking out the foot, and you know what? The long strides for the tall pitcher, at first glance, that looks like the right call. Might take repeated looks, however, and Parker Cadu ruled out 3-1 on the putout, and here is Manny Jackson, who drew a walk his first time up tonight. Now, they just unveiled the brand-new Big Ten Replay Center in Chicago. And every ballpark in the Big Ten Conference, including this one, will be outfitted for instant replay very soon for baseball. So we may yet have the opportunity to have replay here with the official system in place. First pitch to Jackson was a strike. Next one low. Now the 1-1 delivery low as well. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. Beals and the Black Bears in their black jerseys this evening. Black caps with the light blue bills as well, the powder blue, 2-1. And a bouncer back through the box, off the foot of Fields. He hustles behind the mound, picks it up, spikes the throw to first. It rolls past O'Dowd down to the wall. Jackson hurrying to second. He'll slide in safely. Well, that'll be the first error of the night for sure. The only question is if it's a straight error or a base hit and an error. It'll be a single and an error. As that one back through the box, and really Thiels with a tremendous effort just to get to that ball and attempt a throw as it went off his heels. But the throw got away. So Jackson will get credit for the Spikes' sixth hit of the game. It's the first error for either side, and a man in scoring position with one out for Austin Ball. Sky had a pop-up to center field last time. At the second baseman, McGuire went back to get. And now in a 5-2 game, the Spikes trailing. Chance to get even closer to erasing that 5-0 deficit as this one cued foul to third. Scooped up by Tim Battle, Spikes manager coaching third base. And he will toss the baseball back to the West Virginia dugout, and David Carpenter will examine it as well. It's got that Sean Campbell signature. It must be good. 0-1 the count. The pitch. Swung on, popped up, left side of the infield. Gaston Furr, the shortstop underneath him, makes the catch on the shallow left field grass. And there are two away. That'll bring Austin Rocaforte to the plate. Great to see Austin back in the lineup. He's been a big-time catalyst at the top of the order. But the Spikes throughout the year got dinged up a little bit in the last week. So held out of action, but he is back tonight playing left field. 0-for-2 so far. But here's a guy who really makes things happen on the base paths, in the outfield as well. That's been his M.O. all season long after joining the club for the second half. Pitch. And a tapper up the middle. Thiels tried to backhand it, but instead the shortstop Furr will take it. Throw on to first in time to retire Rocaforte. I think that'll just be the straight 6-3. Fields didn't quite get a handle on it, even though he tried to not only backhand it, but make a behind-the-back grab on it. However, the Spikes with one hit, one error, one runner left on base, held off the board in the fourth. 5-2 West Virginia as we go to the fifth inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Alex Vergara, Kasten Furr, JT Marr, top of the order, due up for West Virginia here in the top of the fifth inning. Opener of a three-game series between these two teams, and Vergara puts down a bunt third base side, but it rolls foul. Picked up by the third baseman, Cam Buford. Strike one to Vergara, who's 0-for-2 with a line out to left and a strikeout in this one. Nick Hohenstein back on the mound for the Spikes, and we talked about his last outing. Gave up 5 runs in the first inning against Trenton, 4 of them earned, but he bounced back, didn't allow anything the rest of the way, went 6 innings total, earned the win. Well, tonight he has to shake off a 5-run inning as well, though it came in the third. Spikes responded with a 2-run homer from Josh Spiegel in the third inning. That's what made it a 5-2 game here. As the pitch travels outside, a fastball is ball 1 to Vergara. Wind up and the 1-1 pitch. That is low for ball 2. And, of course, this game's so impactful on the MLB Draft League second half standings. 9 games remaining on the schedule for all 6 teams in the league entering tonight's action as the 2-1 comes in. Fastball outside, 3-1 the count. Ironically, the only team not still in contention for the second half crown is the team that won the first half title, the Williamsport Crosscutters. They are poised to host the MLB Draft League Championship game on September 5th. Ground rod is short, and Parker Cadeau backhanded it and tried to set and fire, but he lost his footing a bit. Picks himself back up. That'll be an infield single. It would have been tough for Cadeau to even try to make a play, but he tried to get his footing and then leap and then didn't quite have the surest of footing there. But the infield single by Vergara, the leadoff batter in the order and the inning, will bring Kasten Furr to the plate. Furr, the shortstop, flied out to center field in the first, hit by a pitch in the third, and scored on Jack O'Dowd's 3-run homer, which is the big blast for the Black Bears so far. Throw to first, slap tag by ball, but not in time. And again, Williamsport will host that MLB Draft League Championship game by virtue of their first half championship. Throw to first again, a tag again, but just a hair late, and Vergara checking his hand now. Diving back to the base like that, he may well have jammed a finger against the base. That's part of the reason why you see so many guys wear those sliding mitts, which, in fact, Vergara does on the left hand, but he's checking out the right. And David Carpenter and trainer Amber McNulty are headed out to take a look at this as well. And Vergara diving back for the second time, and the bases, of course, are bigger now. We use the bigger bases here in the MLB Draft League, the same size as Major League Baseball. And looking at the replay now, he's definitely back in time, but that right hand, again, the one that does not have the sliding mitt on it, he reached out and just jammed it against the base. So don't know exactly which finger they are taking a look at here. As they continue to check out Alex Vergara, Nick Cohenstein pacing behind the mound. As we take a look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard around the MLB Draft League, Williamsport actually helping out the Spikes here as they are in a virtual tie with Trenton atop the second half standings. The Crosscutters leading it 6-1, bottom of the second inning. Meanwhile, Mahoning Valley currently tied with West Virginia for third place in the league, a game and a half back of the Thunder and the Spikes. Are leading Frederick 1-0, and we're getting another look now at the what it might have been, and it looks like if whatever finger it was, might have been it's either the ring finger or the pinky, it looks like. Might have got jammed up, but here's another throw to first. Vergara stayed in the game and dives back in again, and Well, for Nick Hohenstein, that's probably the wise move. Force him to do the exact same thing over again. And there he goes on the pitch. Bounced up the middle and off the mitt of Cadu into center field. On to third goes Vergara as he was running on the delivery. So Fur is on. Vergara is at third. And now runners at the corners with nobody out. A high chopper, and Cadu tried to come up and swipe at it underhanded with the left-handed mitt. It would have been tough for him to come up with it cleanly with that, but now runners at the corners, still nobody out. It will be a single here. And the first pitch to JT Marr, the former Penn Stater, the McDonald's strikeout guy. He'll loft it down the right field line, coming over his hex. He makes the catch, bluffing the tag from third is Vergara. The throw is on target, blocked by Spiegel. No movement by the runners. Still first and third, now with one out. First baseman, 5-2 West Virginia here, and Nick Hohenstein behind the eight ball once again, but nobody, I think, on this staff that we have seen has had more persevering efforts on the mound this year than Nick. And he seems to be able to come through with flying colors. But now he's facing a guy who hit a three-run homer last time up into the bleachers in right field. And the pitch. Curveball outside. Slowed down the curve a bit that time. Ball one. O'Dowd also grounded out to first with Hohenstein coming over to cover in the second. And the pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1. Went slider there. Vergara at third. He's still checking out that right hand, but he's staying in the game. The 1-1. Fades inside, ball two. Curveball again. Meanwhile, Kasten Furr is at first base. And Furr can be a stolen base threat. A throw to first, and that'll hold him closer. Slap tag by ball. We've also got a guy in Josh Spiegel who has a tremendous throwing arm, and David Carpenter gives him a lot of respect. Saw him in action down at Kendrick Family Ballpark earlier this year with some key runners thrown out. 2-1 pitch, fouled away, third base side, 2-2. And of course, with all these games that the Spikes and Black Bears have played in the second half being so close, having a catcher back there who can stifle an opposition running game like Josh can is crucial. Throw to first, diving back in is Furr. Furr this season is 4 of 6 in stolen base attempts. T.J. Williams, who is the stolen base leader, not in the starting lineup tonight, but we'll probably see him late if this is a close game, and the slider missed outside, and the count is full to O'Dowd. First and third, one out. As Vergara resumes his lead off third, Furr off first, the pitch homeward, and O'Dowd sends this one in the air right field. Coming on for it is Hext. He'll make the catch. Here comes the throw to the plate, and it bounces past Spiegel, backed up by Hohenstein. Vergara slides in safely. It's a sacrifice fly, and Cooper Hext put everything he had behind that. Came up just about a foot short of being perfect. And it's 6-2 as O'Dowd will get credit for the sacrifice fly, his fourth RBI of the game. And across both halves of the MLB Draft League season, remember he was a first-half Black Bear as well, he now has 37 runs batted in. Ironically, that's not even the most of any Black Bear. Jeff LaCoury has 44 entering tonight's game. He also a first-half Spike. And Spikes, I think, questioning plate umpire Jesse West on something. Perhaps if, indeed, Vergara did tag from third on time. And he may well not have. But the appeal falls on deaf ears. Steve was there, and he says Vergara did not tag. We've seen that before. Oh, he did tag from third. I'm sorry, I misconstrued that. did tag from third, and yeah. But we did, we have seen that earlier this year where that call's been missed. Exactly. Maybe. One ball, one strike to Trace Wilhoit now. Runner on first, two outs. A pitch outside. Nice play by Spiegel to backhand that one.
My favorite was, I think it was at Williamsport.
Yes.
They appealed, and he was like, and they, he said, I'm supposed to make the call? I'm like, oh. At that point, you know, the wheels of the wagon have come off.
2-1 pitch. That's low and away, ball three. And it just was talking about, though, the Big Ten unveiled the new replay center in Chicago today. And, in fact, all the ballparks in the Big Ten Conference, including this one, will be outfitted with replay soon. 3-1. That's fouled behind home, and the count is full to Will Hoyt.
Does the equipment work?
They didn't quite go over that. It looks really nice.
I mean, you can have, you can, I mean, for all we know, that's a hologram.
Full count, two outs, runner goes. The pitch, foul of the screen. Back to first goes far, still 3-2. Tomorrow, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Half price country store brand hot dogs all game long. Plus half price Seven Mountains Wine Cellars wine and half price line of Kugel Summer Shandy from 5:30 to 7:30.
Plus important baseball.
Exactly. Runner goes again on the 3-2, two-out pitch, and Wilhoit sends this one deep to right field. Hext at the warning track settles up, and he makes the catch. He may not have seen that the whole way into the mitt, but he saw it enough to make the play. That ball kept carrying and carrying, but Cooper Hext in the exact right position.
I have it marked down as an out.
That's what I've got, too. Now Cooper Hext ties an MLB Draft League record for putouts in an inning. But West Virginia adds a run on a pair of hits. One runner left on base halfway home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It's West Virginia 6, State College 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and far major wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 6-2 the lead now for the Black Bears of West Virginia visiting from the Mountain State.
The major upset, Williamsport's winning.
First pitch fastball to Cam Buford is low for ball one. Still Brenton Thiels on the mound for West Virginia. Crosscutters.
Well, he wears 70. Well, he's 7 feet tall. 7-0.
Yes. And the pitch is low for a ball, 2-0.
He's the tallest pitcher to ever pitch here at Medler Field, Lebrano Park.
Yep.
And I think he's the tallest pitcher I've ever seen pitch because of the Chris Young and Randy Johnson. I mean, Young's an inch taller than Johnson.
Yep. He's 6'11".
And Young played at the Jordan Center when he was at Princeton in the NIT.
Two balls and a strike to Buford. Well, Thiels so far has allowed the home run to Spiegel. Six hits against him, two walks, and the two runs. And Buford sends this one to right center field. Vergara was set that way anyway, staying in the game here. He makes the catch. It was not the glove hand that he stowed maybe on the base at first. It was the throwing hand, but neither looked worse for wear on that one. One gone. Here's Kyle Russell now, 1-for-2 tonight, singled in the first. Fielder's choice on the ball to right field. Unfortunately, runner ahead thrown out, but he did come in to score. And Josh Spiegel, who brought him in with a two-run homer last time up, is on deck here. One gone, bottom of the fifth. And the pitch, a strike, fastball at 88 over the outer half of the plate. Russell with those yellow batting gloves. Always looks like he's going to work with those. Maybe to work on a deck or something, but he's working in the right-handed box.
Looks like he's going to wash dishes. What the? You know, which is great because they'll need that because, to be honest with you, I mean, Jerry does leave dishes behind when he's down there taking their food. Kidding?
He tends to leave a lot of things behind. Ryan Graybosch went out to the mound. I think he and Fields were maybe crossed up, but as Jesse West oversees the conversation, make sure it's just about signals. It's interesting. There'll be no coaching or no mound visit charged here. It's interesting.
I have to freely admit, I don't care how many there are.
Yeah.
There's no rule in the league. Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, you know, hey, we're up to 9. Who cares? I mean, it's like, okay, you can record it all you want, but mm-hmm. if it doesn't affect the game, why bother saying it?
0-1 the count. And the pitch, breaking ball down and in. It gets past Graybosch, but nobody on, simply a ball. 1-1 the count. 7-2 Williamsport, Steve, top of the third inning.
Well, my understanding is that the Trenton bus just got there.
Pitch fouled back to the screen. 1-2 to Russell.
I guess they put 9 fans out there, and then what?
4 runs in the first, 2 of them on bases loaded walks.
Yeah, that's not good.
And McGuire Holbrook with his 4th home run of the season.
Now he's got power, he just hasn't been consistent.
1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Tag applied to finish the K, which is the 4th of the night for Brenton Thiels. 2 gone here in the bottom of the 5th.
That mound visit paid off. I feel a lot better about it.
Now Josh Spiegel with his 3rd home run of the year. Last time up, 2-run shot to the deepest part of the ballpark in center and off the batter's eye.
He dented it.
422 feet on the homer. And the first pitch to him here. Breaking ball is low, and I got to check out now, see what is the longest home run a Spike has hit this year.
Yeah, that was 422.
And the pitch, big cut by Spiegel, but a miss, 1-1. Samuel Benjamin, 436 against the Black Bears, June the 7th.
I mean, the guy that wasn't drafted?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
1-1.
I mean
low ball.
I mean, just a note to Major League Baseball, do you watch the games? I mean, I feel like that's a prerequisite to drafting success. You have to actually see people and not just at a combine.
Benjamin had 3 home runs of 400 feet or better as a Spike in the first half.
Disgrace.
2-1. That's low for a ball. 3-1 to Spiegel. Caleb Hill on deck. Spike's trailing 6-2 here in the bottom of the 5th inning. An opener of a 3-game series. Only 3 home games left for the Spikes of the 2024 schedule after this one.
Mm-hmm.
And they have really played well this year here at Medler Field at Labrador Park.
Right.
3-1. in tight, and it deflects off the bat, and so it's a full count. And Spiegel a bit miffed that ball ran in, and he was not able to recognize that and get the bat out of the way. Bad break for Spiegel on what would have been ball four. Well, now he's got a reset with a full count, two gone. Neal's into the windup. Seven-footer delivers. That bounces in ball four. So Spiegel draws the two-out walk. It's the third one issued by Thiels in this game. Meanwhile, Mahoning Valley leading Frederick now 3-0 in the top of the fourth inning. This is part of the Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard, which we remind you is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
And an excellent hotel.
Yes, it is. Caleb Hill, been day one hotel for visiting teams. Heck, even Penn State football visiting teams have stayed there.
Yes.
Breaking ball is low for a ball after Hill showed bunt. 1-0. Check swing by Hill, but the pitch called a strike on location. It was 91 miles an hour along the inside edge of the plate. 1-1 to the lefty Hill. Interesting alignment of the lineup. Four righties at the top, five lefties at the bottom. Spiegel leading off first. 1-1 pitch. And Hill sends this one to center field. Going back is Vergara. Reaches up, stumbles down, but the ball's in the mitt. He hangs on in center field for the final out of the frame. And the inning is over as Hill sent that one off the bat at 103 miles an hour. But Vergara able to reel it in and keep it going down to the ground. That's a good catch. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left at the end of 5-6-2 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, and our first pitching change of the night is Nick Hohenstein finished after five innings, and Brandon Berger checks in on the mound for the Spikes. Berger, another first-half spike, has gone a total of 12 outings across both halves, five of them in a starting role, a 1-2 record, a 7.99 ERA across both halves. He does have two holds to his credit. In 23 and two-thirds innings, he has allowed 27 runs, 21 earned on 32 hits, 16 strikeouts to 22 walks in this 2024 MLB Draft League season. In the 6-7-8 batters, Kendall Yule, Jeff LaCoury, and Ryan Grabosch do up against him here in the sixth. 6-2 lead for West Virginia here. Nick Hohenstein, first time in a while we have not seen him at least begin the sixth inning. But Five innings for him tonight. Bit of a tough one. All six runs charged to him are earned. Eight hits. He did not walk a batter. He struck out one, did hit a batter, threw 72 pitches, 50 for strikes. And, of course, Hohenstein has logged some key innings here and probably trying to ease his workload somewhat. They'll need him at least one more time before this regular season is out. Kendall Yule is leading it off, 0 for 2, grounded into a double play in the second, grounded out in the fourth. He takes ball one low. Strike.
Yeah, he's done yeoman work. Hohenstein?
Yes, he has.
Been a horse out there.
The 1-0. Down and in for a ball. That is a ball. It's now 1-1 the count. Or is it 2-0? It is 2-0. I beg your pardon. Burgert with a windup and the pitch. In tight for a ball.
By the way, Trenton's threatening. I have an old saying. Usually teams remember who they are before the night's over.
Yeah. 3-0. That's in tight. And actually, that made it 3-1. So it was 2-1. The first pitch was a strike. Next three were outside the zone. It is three balls and a strike. There we go.
Oh, I feel better now.
Yes. And the pitch. Called a strike, clipped the corner, and now it's 3-2. So,
our GoFundMe page to get JD a new hat continues. Now they're looking at his hat like, what is the deal with that thing?
Payoff pitch, lifted in the air, down the right field line, going foul on the run. Hex, he won't be able to get to it. Boy, did he race after that one, but it was just out of his reach and hopped into the Spikes bullpen.
You know, they got a closet with some hats downstairs. Unless Jerry took those too.
Full count to Yule. Jeff LaCoury, Ryan Graybosch to follow. Six runs, eight hits, an error for West Virginia. Two runs, six hits, no errors for State College. Burgert delivers. Inside, and that is ball four.
People have asked me, how does Jerry afford to feed his family? And I said two words, black market. What?
Jeff LaCoury is 1-for-2, singled and scored in the third, grounded out in the fourth.
Now, he's got a really nice West Virginia hat on, the light blue bill.
It matches the one that the Black Bears are wearing tonight.
Like, what's your hat say? JD's construction? What? He doesn't even know what it says.
And the pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-0.
You know, one guy needs a hat, another guy's out there taking the player's food. I mean, the wheels are coming off the wagon, Joe. Fortunately, you and I have been watching good baseball.
Yes.
And they're not distracted by the people around them.
1-0. LaCoury sends it into the air, right field, toward the line, Country Kia corner. Jumping up and making the catch is Hext in the right field warning track, but he knew exactly where he was yet again. He did that against Williamsport on Sunday.
Yep.
Had it tracked all the way.
Tracked, and now he also put the left hand back. Say, all right, just want to make sure where the wall is, leaped up. It was actually done with relative. He made it look very easy, and it's very difficult.
Yes. Ryan Graybosch is 1-for-2. The right-handed hitting catcher steps in. Ball holding Yule on at first. Yule is 0-for-2 stolen bases this year. And there he goes. The pitch grounded through the right side, base hit. The hit and run was on. Yule did not realize that the ball had been put into play. He set it up at second. Initially, his thought was to go back to first, but he holds it second. So it is a single, so I guess it didn't work to full effect. He got a great jump to second, but usually on a play like that, you want the lead runner to get to third.
I have no words.
Well, perhaps a break for the Spikes as Connor McGuire steps in.
Conventional double play is still in vogue, and JD still has the same hat.
McGuire doubled down the right field line to bring in a run in the third, scored as well, grounded into a fielder's choice last time up, big cut at the breaking ball and a miss. It's 0-1.
You know, we could use that hat, get some cash, and bail out Boomer. What do you think?
0-1 the count. Breaking ball lifted in the air, left center field on the run. Hill makes the catch. Runners go back to first and second, two away. Now Alex Vergara is up. I guess we'll see how well that hand truly feels.
Oh, for goodness sakes, he made the catch. Look, I proclaim I'm healed. Come on.
He's 1-for-3. He reached on an infield single his first time.
Some guys tell you they have a twinge and they need to sit out for 10 days. This guy's out there, he gets cracked all over the place. I'm good. Let's play.
Bergeret out of the stretch. First pitch to Vergara. Fastball and a strike on the inner half. Strike one.
It's like Francisco the other night. Line drive up the middle, hit him. They come out. We're going to get away from me.
He literally said that.
He did. He said, get away from me. And Ryan Hannigan went, okay. He turned around and went back.
He's a big league catcher. He knows how to deal with pitchers in that situation. Here's a sinking liner to right. Drops in for a base hit. Yule around third will score. The throw to third. Not in time. Graybosch makes it. Vergara pulls into second. And a two-out RBI single for Alex Vergara will increase the West Virginia lead to 7-2.
Yep. At the moment, yes, and I should point out that Trenton has now narrowed it to 7-5. Oh, and by the way, in the bottom of the third, they're still hitting.
They are, and there's nobody out.
First and third, by the way.
Kasten Furr, meanwhile, is 1-for-2 and has been hit by a pitch, scored a run as well. Black Bears now with 10 hits in this game. And remember, they in Mahoning Valley still in contention as well.
Yes.
That pitch is low for a ball.
And I'll say this with all due respect to Williamsport. We know their record in the second half is bad.
Yes.
Five of the teams in this league are 500 or better.
Yes. Not only are they the only team out of contention. 1-0. Bouncer foul, third base side, 1-1. David Carpenter will inspect that baseball. That looks like a good BP ball for tomorrow. 1-1 the count. Could be a good game ball later on tonight. That's low for a ball, 2-1.
The way you say it is just so, nefarious.
And nefarious is my middle name.
I know. Joseph N. Putnam.
2-1. Check swing. Fur, did he go around? Appeal down to first. Justin Sims says he did not. Ball three.
Is it Nick? Is it Nicholas? No, it's nefarious.
Nefarious.
JD, put the hat down. Okay. Bad enough.
3-1. Upstairs, ball four loads the bases.
We need to upload a picture of JD with that hat. I think it would spur more donations. Or we can sell it to Jerry.
Now, before JT Moore can step in as the McDonald's strikeout guy, Tim Battle is coming out to the mound, and it looks like another pitching change in the offing as Philip Bryant is coming into the game. So the ball goes from Berger to Battle and now to Bryant, and we will take a look at the numbers on Philip Bryant and have the rest of the sixth inning for you after this call to the bullpen. It is West Virginia 7, State College 2 in the top of the sixth on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back with just three games left on the 2024 home schedule. Tomorrow, the Spikes take on the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:35 p.m. on a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. And Thursday, it's a fantastic fireworks show after the game on Thon Night, Bark in the Park 4, presented by the Center Daily Times, and enjoy Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Philip Bryant is making his 10th appearance of the year. He has 4 in a starting role. This will be his 6th as a reliever. 1-3 record, an 8.64 ERA. 25 total innings. He has allowed 25 runs, 24 earned on 36 hits. 17 strikeouts to 14 walks this year for hit batsmen as well. But he has come in with the bases loaded and 2 outs here in the top of the 6th inning. As the Spikes trail at 7-2, and Philip Bryant just trying to get this last out, keep the Spikes in it so they can get the bats back up there to try to cut into this deficit.
Bryant's last appearance against Williamsport 3 days ago was outstanding, or 4 days ago was outstanding. 2 innings, no hits, no runs, struck out 4, walked 1. Couldn't have been any better.
And now he faces J.T. Moore. The McDonald strikeout guy has not yet whiffed tonight. He has gone 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the third. He scored a run in that inning as well. A pair of flyouts sandwiched around it. Speaking of sandwiches, a Big Mac is in the offing if Moore does strike out against Brian here, but he takes ball 1 outside.
Jerry also takes tickets and after Big Mac games and won.
The 1-0. High and away for a ball, 2-0. You mean other than the ones I give him?
Oh, my goodness.
I am nefarious, after all.
I understand that. He goes up and he orders.
2-0. Up high, ball 3.
And when he's done ordering, they look at them and they say, I hope you and your family enjoy your meals. Not knowing it was just for him. it's just something wrong.
3-0 the count.
Oh, mercy.
Up high, ball 4. So bases loaded, walk will make it 8-2.
Yeah, it's nothing like a 4-pitch walk that is demoralizing with the bases loaded.
And now Jack O'Dowd to the plate, already with 4 RBIs tonight, 3 of them on his homer to the right field bleachers in the third. It was 107 miles an hour off the bat. He then delivered a sacrifice fly in the fifth, and now pitch number 1 outside to O'Dowd.
Home run guy out of here in a hurry.
And it smacked off the bleacher out there. Mm-hmm. The 1-0 swung on and missed, tied him up inside with the breaking ball.
With my golf swing.
And that's going to be me next Friday in the Penn State baseball golf tournament.
Are you really?
I am playing, yes.
Wow.
The 1-1, and this is down the right field line, high and deep, but foul.
I played yesterday. I played 9 holes.
Yeah?
I did something I've never done before.
What's that?
9 holes, I shot a 1-under par 35.
Whoa! Very nice.
Yeah.
First time breaking par on a 9-hole round.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had 6 pars, 2 birdies, and a bogey. I botched up 14.
Yeah. 1-2 pitch. Fastball is high.
It's the only one I didn't hit a good drive. Then I chipped, and the chip came up short. Then I chipped, and I had 1 putt. I'm like, what am I doing here? I got myself back in gear, par the next hole.
Yeah. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3, tying him up inside, and Philip Bryant records his first strikeout of the night. The spike second, brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza and State College on South Atherton Street, offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountainindy.org/expresscare. West Virginia adds a pair of runs on 2 hits Three runners left, and at the end of 5.5, it is now West Virginia 8, State College 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. And a pitching change for the first time tonight from the Black Bears after the 7-foot right-hander Brenton Fields went the first five in position to win this game. Taking over for him is the lefty Sayre Diedrich. And Diedrich is making his 14th appearance of the year for the Black Bears. It only seems like all of them have been against the Spikes. 1-2 record, a 0.51 ERA, and the left-hander facing Cooper Hext. Bouncing out in front of the plate, picked up by the catcher Graybosch, and a nice throw to first. Slinged it over there, and Hext retired on the 2-3 putout.
Glizzy and Wine Wednesday tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
You know, hot dogs all night long.
Half price on those. Just $2 a piece, by the way. That's half price.
Yep, half price, $2 a piece. So you can go out and get a 20 and get 10.
Exactly.
Feed your family and no problem.
By the way, next Tuesday, the regular season home finale, which now we know is the home finale for the season, is a Dollar Dog Night here. And, of course, Dollar Dog Nights on Tuesdays, quite the tradition here in Happy Valley.
Yes.
Pitching.
Very popular. Very popular, and speaking of dogs, Bark in the Park 4 coming up Thursday night with fireworks after the game as well.
Yes, indeed. Thon night as well. Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday for the final time this year. 1-0 the count to Parker Cadu, leading off up with one out, rather, in the bottom of the sixth inning. He lost this one to center field. Vergara underneath it, puts it away, two gone.
Vergara is cured. How much more evidence do I have to give you?
I'm not sure who to give the credit to. David Carpenter, Amber McNulty, something else. It wasn't me, I can tell you that. I didn't cure him.
Ghost of Jerry.
Ghost of Jerry. That's what it was.
Right now he's taking West Virginia's clubhouse food.
Manny Jackson at the plate. Has reached base twice. Walked in the second inning. Infield single in the fourth. He advanced on an error on the same play.
Evidently, it's not in the rule book. Where you look at the club rules.
Yes.
People don't expect them to go into the player's clubhouse and take their food.
I'm sure if Jerry would hear, he would tell us he defies expectations. That's a strike.
Oh, he defies explanation. In every phase of life.
By the way, Angela is doing a great job tonight.
Angela is
unbelievable.
She's doing an awesome job. She's classy, right? Players would love to give her their food because she won't ask for it.
0-2, Jackson grounds this to the right side. Backhanded by O'Dowd. Flips over to Diedrich coming over to cover. And that was a put out by the pitcher at first. And Sayre Diedrich comes in and records a 1-2-3 sixth inning for West Virginia. Six innings gone by here at Medler Field at the Pronto Park. West Virginia 8, State College 2 on the Spike Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning, and the Spikes go with another pitching change. Lefty Jackie Robinson now on the mound for the Spikes. Also, T.J. Pound, by the way, is checked into the game at shortstop.
One inning, one hit, two strikeouts. Gave up nothing against Williamsport his last outing.
Absolutely, and he is picking things. You know, he has become really a valuable left-handed guy, and he is a guy who comes in big spots. But here is looking to clean things up a bit as the Spikes trail 8-2, and as the Spikes will look to mount a comeback, a guy who never has to come back because he's always here, Steve Jones.
Sounds kind of ominous.
I saw you here.
So tap on the window over there. Get JD's attention.
Yes.
Right? Because I want to ask Jordan Morales a question.
I think JD's explaining a little something here.
Whatever. He's probably explaining his hat. Right? which also defies explanation.
Yes.
Yeah. So Jackie Robinson with Sebastian Castro taking over in the outfield.
I've been summoned, meanwhile.
You have summoned. He's getting the changes here. Trace Wilhoit will bat at the plate. Wilhoit is 1-for-3. And the first pitch to him is a ball, one ball, and no strikes. Castro's in the game. He's in left field, I believe. No, right field. Okay. There you go. The 1-0 and the inside corner for strike, 1-1 from the left-hander Jackie Robinson out of Austin Peay, 24 years of age. Joe's checking out to make sure there's no which outfielders are still out there. Still Hill in center and Hexton right. Yeah. Rocaforte, okay, so yeah. Pitches a strike 1-2. So JD, can you put this up where Morales can hear it? So this will be a question for Morales. Thumbs up or thumbs down? The on-field host comes into the clubhouse and takes a bucket of your wings. Thumbs up or thumbs down to the on-field coach? The on-field host. You want him to have the wings? He's taking your food. Right. And the ground, backhanded in the hole. Knocked down there by Kadu. Everybody is safe. Infield hit by Wilhoit to start here in the seventh inning. So he goes into the clubhouse, and he walks up here, and this whole big bucket, and he says, I found food. I couldn't put two and two together. I'm thinking, we don't sell wings in the ballpark, right? the heck? And, of course, there's enough there to feed a village. Right? Well, I finally figured it out. Where's the one place he could get them? He took your food. Unbelievable. You guys are out there sweating and grinding and the whole thing, and he's just goofing around for nine innings, right, running some contest with bicycles. And he's taking your food. It's just a stunning thing, right? Down low, and especially a guy like Morales who gave some great years here to Penn State, right? And by the way, I mean, when it comes on a scale here, like Jerry taking the food's a 10. Your hat's only a 1, J.D. It's all right. That's line down the right field line. That is slicing foul. I just wanted to get a player's perspective on what it means to have a guy go in and just, like, say, wow, look at this. This is great. Like, to him, everything's a buffet. 1-2, the count to Yule. Middle infield double play depth. We're in the top of the seventh inning, 8-2 West Virginia. Robinson goes set and delivers. Adds foul to the net above the spikes. Dug out and bounces out to the first base coaching box. Let's get everybody up to date on Trenton and Williamsport here. As to what's going on in New Jersey tonight. And now, at one point, Williamsport led the game 7-2. It's now 7-7. They're now playing the bottom half of the fourth inning. Mahoney Valley's also winning 3-2 over Frederick. That's fouled straight back to the screen by Yule. Out there working, grinding. I mean, Joe, I think, Jordan, you threw over 100 pitches last time, right? You're pretty close. You threw over, you cleared on like 105, 106, something like that. Yeah. Right. Okay, I can tell you right now, all season long, Jerry's thrown none. That's popped up in a right field, coming over and making the play as Sebastian Castro went out. Right fielder number 16. Here comes the right fielder, Jeff LaCorey, 1-for-3. Single to center, scored in the third, grounded to second in the fourth, flew out to right in the sixth. 8-11-1 for West Virginia, 2-6-0 for State College here in the top of the seventh inning. So Castro will bat in the sixth hole, outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. And again, the oddity was in the game the other night at Williamsport, it was the second time this season the DH was taken out of the game and the Spikes had to pinch hit in that spot because the pitcher was now there. That's on the ground, backing up, high hop, one to Gaudu, on to first, fires, got him. Ends the inning, 4-6-3 double play, second double play turned by the Spikes tonight. No runs, a hit, nobody left. Seventh inning stretch time, 8-2 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are back with just three games left on the 2024 home schedule. Tomorrow, the Spikes take on the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:35 p.m. on a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. And Thursday, it's a fantastic fireworks show after the game on Thon Night, Bark in the Park 4, presented by the Center Daily Times, and enjoy Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the seventh inning. Spikes need to mount a comeback down 8-2. Here at the ballpark, Dietrich did his job. He went one inning and retired the Spikes in order. And is going to be replaced on the mound here as they go back to the right side. And we'll get the pitcher to you in a moment. It is 8-2 West Virginia. And we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. And taking over for West Virginia will be Will Karsten, the 6'7", 246-pound right-hander from San Antonio, pitched at Oklahoma. Now, this tells you something about the first pitcher tonight, Brenton Thies. Here's Karsten, who's 6'7". He's 6'7". He's 5 inches shorter than the starter. First pitch is a strike to Grant Norris, who's pinch hitting. Norris in the spot for Austin Ball takes a strike. Ball went 0-2 tonight. Norris is going to be followed by Rocaforte and Buford. And the pitch to Grant. That's fouled just over the screen to a right, bounces down below and out of plays in the hole 0-2. Norris checks in at 205, no home runs, 8 knocked in. Sunday at Williamsport, he went 0-3 with a walk and a run scored. 0-2 on its way. Low and outside, 1-2 the count. So the 1-2, that's fouled. Good job by Norris to stay alive on that one. Still a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch outside for a ball. 2-2 the count. So while the Spikes go to Trenton this weekend, I'm actually going to West Virginia because I got the football game with Jack Ham on Saturday at noon. The pitch outside, 3-2. Good job by Norris to stay alive in this at-bat. 3-2 now the count. Here comes pitch number 8 in the at-bat coming up. 3-2 to Norris, just trying to get on board and start something. The pitch, line drive right at Will Hoyt at third, and he backhands it. He took away extra bases from Norris. One out. Rocaforte's 0-3, grounded to second in the first, flew to left in the third, grounded to short in the fourth. Buford on deck, spikes down, 8-2. Five-run third inning for West Virginia, including the three-run homer by Jack O'Dowd. They scored one in the fifth and two in the sixth. Spikes scored there, two in the bottom of the third on the home run by Spiegel. And went to straightaway center, 422 feet. First pitch of strike to Rocaforte. And the pitch to Austin. That is down the right field line. It's going to go over the roof and out of play. It's 0-2. Chris Schull brings out new baseballs for home plate umpire Jesse West. Bottom of the seventh inning. One out, nobody on. And Karsten delivers. That is to left field. Yule coming on, late break. He's now there, puts it away, and two outs. I don't know if he saw it at first, but he had a very late break on it, but the ball hung up there for him. And there are two outs, and here's Cam Buford, who's 1-for-2. Walked in the first, single to left in the third, and flew out to center field in the fifth. The pitch to Cam, that's a strike. Good pitch right down the heart. Went slider that time, it's 0-1. Karsten, the big right-hander, works from the first base side, and he works quickly. That's off the fist, foul, first base side, reaches the seats and out of play. It's quickly 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Bottom of the seventh inning, 8-2, West Virginia. Spikes came in with a percentage points of Trenton. That is just below the booth and out of play. Bounces down below. Trenton and Williamsport, top of the fifth, now 7-7. And again, West Virginia and Mahoning Valley both in this race. Both a game and a half back. That misses, it's 1-2. Kyle Russell on deck. Two outs, bases empty. Buford waits. Cams hit two home runs for the Spikes. The pitch outside, just missed, 2-2. Buford, the all-time home run leader, Grambling with 46. And he had 10 of those 46 this spring. Helped to lead Grambling into the NCAA tournament as the SWAC champions. High chopper, Baltimore chop, tough play, barehanded, can't make a play. Infield hit for Buford. The Baltimore chop. And here's the Nittany Cards Plus triple threat, and that's Kyle Russell. Russell is 1-for-3, should be 2-for-3. Single to right in the first, then the fielder's choice in the third, which was a line drive to right field for what appeared to be a base hit, except Cam Buford got thrown out at second, thus it made it into a fielder's choice, and he struck out swinging in the fifth. Karsten's first pitch. In the air, center field, and right there's Vergara. Backs up a couple steps, makes the catch, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, and one stranded at the end of seven full. It's 8-2 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details. Robinson back to work in the eighth inning with West Virginia leading this game 8-2. And Spikes have made a couple of changes. Grant Norris goes into third. Cam Buford goes from third to first. And, of course, we mentioned Sebastian Castro in right field with Caleb Hill in center. So, in the eighth inning, it'll be 8-9-1. Ryan Grabosch followed by Connor McGuire, and back to the top of the order and Alex Vergara. Grabosch is 2-for-3. Flew to center in the third. He singled to center in the fourth, and he singled to right and scored in the sixth. 8-2, West Virginia, they've out hit the Spikes 11-7 on this Tuesday night. And the pitch. That's fouled straight back just over the screen and below us. It's 0-1. 89 with the fastball from Jackie that time. Outfield straight away, deep in left and in center, shallow for Castro in right. Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. When curveball, it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes the count. Grabosch bats on the right side. Right-handed action, by the way, in the West Virginia bullpen. That is down the right field line, slicing foul. It's going to make the seats, not the bullpen. It's still 0-2 on Grabosch. Robinson leans in. And the lefty goes set. He works from the center of the hill, the pitch. That's down low, 1-2 the count. We curveball that time. I mentioned the Caitlin Clark jersey. It's an Indiana Fever Caitlin Clark jersey down below to our left, next to the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Call, strike three, got him, great pitch. One out. Strikeout brought to you by Mount Indy Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Athens Street, offering same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountainindy.org/expresscare. Strikeout for Jackie Robinson. It's interesting because the other day when we were at Williamsport, somebody had a Vladimir Guerrero Montreal Expos senior jersey. Also blue.
Well, wouldn't it be great to see that back out there again?
Yeah. By the way, somebody has an Oriole Corbin Burns jersey.
Ah.
0-1 the count. That is to left field. Coming on is Rocaforte. He won't get there. It's going to fall for a base hit. So one out single to left by McGuire. That is the 12th hit of the night for West Virginia. Interesting, because I know in talking to a couple of baseball writers, national writers.
Yes.
Nashville obviously is the leader. You know who they think is in second place right now to get the second franchise?
What's that?
Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah. It's becoming a more and more of a big league town now with the NHL there.
It's, you know, interesting. It's not a gigantic market, but the Winter Olympics will be in 2034.
For the second time.
It's a strike. 2002, the Winter Olympics were there. Rice-Eccles Stadium, which seats about 45, 50,000. It's not a big place, but it's loud. Everybody says it's really loud. Now, I've not done any games in Salt Lake City. All the games I've done have been in Provo.
Ah.
On the ground in the hole into left field for a base hit. So Vergara with a single to left. First and second with one out. Yeah, I think I've done three basketball games out at the Marriott Center, which seats 21,000.
Yeah.
Place is huge.
But never a basketball game in Salt Lake.
No, have not.
I think.
I mean, I've flown into Salt Lake several times, but not.
The Bird Magic title game, I believe, was in
Salt
Lake.
It was at the Huntsman Center.
Yep.
Yep. That's a strike, 1979.
Yes.
Highest rated basketball game ever in terms of pure TV rating. Huntsman Center seats about 15,500. And that's where Bird Magic played, and Michigan State won it that night. Outside for ball, I think it was like 79-64, I think, was the final. Bird had 19 in the game. He did not have 20.
No, but he also had that scratch cornea for much of the game.
Yep. 1-1 the count. That's all right. In 84, he got even.
Yes.
1-1. Outside, 2-1 the count. It's always interesting. Who was the other Final Four team? How about Penn?
Yeah.
Penn. Michigan State beat Penn.
Yes. Indiana State beat DePaul that year.
Beat DePaul. The pitch. That's on the ground to second. One on to first. Third double play of the game for the Spikes, and the inning is over. Left to 30 double plays on the season with the three they have turned tonight. That one went 6-4-3. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. 8-2 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are back with just three games left on the 2024 home schedule. Tomorrow, the Spikes take on the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:35 p.m. on a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. And Thursday, it's a fantastic fireworks show after the game on Thon Night, Bark in the Park 4, presented by the Center Daily Times, and enjoy Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 8-2, West Virginia. They'll make another pitching change as Karsten got his inning in, gave up one hit. I have an idea.
Oh, yes.
How does one get even with the poacher? What we should do, and this involves JD, by the way.
Uh-huh.
The heck with the GoFundMe page. No GoFundMe page. We're going to make Jerry buy JD his hat.
Ah.
Huh? And what we'll do is we'll give him one of the freebies downstairs, and then JD can keep the cash. And we're going to tell Jerry the hat is $72. Which is approximately the cost of the wings he stole. All right. Here is A.J. Stinson on the mound. Stinson takes over. 1-0, 2.79 ERA, 11 appearance, 19 in the third, 19 hits, 8 runs, 6 earned. Struck out 20, walked 14. That's okay. 257 the average against him. Spiegel, Hill, and Castro do here in the bottom of the eighth inning, 4, 5, and 6. Spiegel, home run to center field with 422 feet. Get out of here at 105, takes a strike. It is 0-1. So A.J. Stinson, the fourth pitcher of the night for David Carpenter, who knows how to manage a pitching staff, among other things. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike, quickly 0-2. They came into the game tonight number one in team ERA in the MLB Draft League at 3.79. Here's the set. And the 0-2. Curveball. Call, strike three. Got him. Well, it was borderline, but he got the call. Stinson, first strikeout, one out. Here comes Caleb Hill, who's 1-for-3. Struck out swinging in the first. Single to center, stole a base in the third. And a great catch in center field by Vergara to end the fifth inning. Well, let's check on the friendly confines. In Trenton.
Yes.
Where Joe will be this weekend. What's the best food they serve there? I've never been to the – I've seen the ballpark, but I've never done a game there.
They have Chickie and Pete's there, which is pretty good.
Yeah, Chickie and Pete's is always good.
Third base grill is actually pretty solid as well.
7-7 into the top of the sixth.
Ooh.
It was 7-2 Williamsport. Up high for a ball. 2-0 the count. Then suddenly one team remembered who they were, and the other team remembered who they were, and the game's tied. What? Jayhawk doesn't disagree with me. The pitch. That's a strike 2-1. The first 1,000 fans next Thursday night get rally towels?
Yes, for the championship game.
That's presuming they have anything to rally. What?
They have one shot. One opportunity.
Thanks, Eminem. Appreciate you. That's great. Nice call. I want to say hi to all of our friends in Detroit. The pitch up high. 3-1 the count.
No Mekhi Pfeiffer.
No. I stayed in downtown Detroit last year for a couple nights.
Yes.
At the Renaissance after the game at Ford Field.
Yes.
3-1. That is the center field. Coming on is Vergara. Puts it away on the line drive. Two outs. Nice hotel. And to be honest with you, I walked from Ford Field back after midnight and didn't think twice about it.
Yeah.
I had never, you know, I've always flown into Detroit's airport, but I've gone other places. Yeah. Ann Arbor, East Lansing, things like that, you know,
yeah.
Driving. I had never been to downtown Detroit. I was actually pleasantly surprised and impressed.
Yeah.
I can see why they held the draft there. Castro at the plate. 0-for-1 on Sunday with a walk, hitting 250 with a double and a triple. First pitch to him, a ball, 1-0 the count. His first at-bat of the night. He's batting in the sixth hole, where Cooper X tonight went 0-for-3.
And you know, of course, a major figure in the revitalization of downtown Detroit, Dave Bing.
Yes. Hit high in the air, Jim Boeheim's roommate in college.
Yes, indeed.
Drifting over, Vergara puts it away, and the inning is over. Of course, Dave Bing was a Detroit Piston for many, many, many years. Number 21? Was Dave Bing 21?
Yes, he was. I'm terrible with numbers. I just looked it up.
That's all I get are doubts from these people. JD doubts everything I say. I mean, the only guy that's got any confidence in me is the West Virginia guy. He's like, he does football. All right, 8-2 to the ninth inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
State College Spikes are back with just three games left on the 2024 home schedule. Tomorrow, the Spikes take on the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:35 p.m. on a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. And Thursday, it's a fantastic fireworks show after the game on Thon Night, Bark in the Park 4, presented by the Center Daily Times, and enjoy Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Robinson to JT Marr. First pitch to the McDonald's strikeout guy is a strike. It's 0-1. Lefty on lefty delivers. Outside and low. Bounced away that time from Josh Spiegel. Jack O'Dowd next and Trace Wilhoit. After that, 3, 4, and 5 in the West Virginia batting order here in the top of the ninth. It's 8-2. West Virginia, the 5-run third inning, the difference, including the 3-run homer by Jack O'Dowd. And in the pitch. Outside, 2-1 the count. Trenton 7-7 with Williamsport. Sixth inning. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. Yeah, Robinson doing his job in a couple ways, trying to keep the score where it is. And number two, he's eating up innings to save the bullpen.
Yes.
Pitch is fouled. And it bounces down below. Third base side, it's 3-2. Now the bonus is if he can strike Marr out, fans will feel like they got something out of it.
Absolutely. Got Big Max.
3-2. Foul. Third base side over the roof and out of play.
I think, is that the Roar Zones drum that I hear?
It is.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
Leading the chance.
3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. The McDonald's strikeout guy is gone. Second strikeout for Jackie Robinson. Everybody with a ticket here tonight. Starting at noon tomorrow when they make a purchase, can then add on a free Big Mac.
And that's with any purchase.
Any purchase.
Here locally.
Pinch hitter.
Yep. Your attention, pinch hitting for the Chris Eineman.
So he'll pinch hit for O'Dowd. Did his job tonight. All he did was drive in four.
Yep. This is a case of you have done enough tonight.
Thank you for your service. Appreciate you.
Take a break, big fella.
A pitch. That's foul. First base side. It'll get to Bergatopian out of play. fans are watching the ball roll by their feet like, oh, it's a ball. Scary. I think it's Jerry's family.
Oh.
0-1 the count. What? Look, they endure enough. The 0-1. That's a strike. 0-2. I mean, based on what we can tell, they never get food.
Oh, my goodness.
What? 0-2. That's off the fist. Foul looping to our right now to play. Well, you're in Trenton. I'll actually be in West Virginia.
That's right. By the way, we're giving away a couch here on Thursday.
Yes.
Because we have regard for our furniture here in Happy Valley.
In tight, 1-2 the count. I think it's a clever idea. Love it.
Do want to encourage everybody as well on Thursday night. Do wear white to the ball game.
Oh, okay. We're wearing white. Cool.
Yes, indeed.
Very cool. Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. That's a third strikeout for Jackie Robinson. You know, he's doing more than just saving the bullpen, Joe. He's just going out and putting together his second consecutive outstanding outing.
And this can be an outing, too, that really gives him some momentum going forward as well, pitching in big spots, perhaps.
Well, remember, he's the one left-hander out of the bullpen.
Yes. Going to need to get some lefties out down the stretch.
Yep. It's outside for a ball. But back to work tomorrow night. Start all over, fresh start. Let's see, you know, who knows? Maybe there's a dramatic comeback we'll talk about for years coming up. I don't know. The pitch, that's fouled back to the screen. It's 1-1. That's one thing that's so great about baseball. Because it is not a game of time, you just don't know in any inning what could happen. Innings could be going along in a benign fashion, all of a sudden, boom. It's low and outside, 2-1 the count.
Yeah, you cannot run out the clock. I mean, there's a pitch timer now. There's a between innings clock, but you can't just run out the clock on a game. You got to get outs.
The set, Robinson to the plate. Inside, 3-1 the count. Three balls and a strike.
By the way, I'm informed there is a Morgantown City ordinance that no couches are allowed to be outside anymore.
Hit in the air, center field, pretty well hit. Hill back to the track, at the wall, leaps at the wall, it is gone. Will Hoyt, it's his sixth homer of the year, and it's 9-2 West Virginia. For Will Hoyt, RBI number 26, that went 418 feet. We mentioned early in the game, to be honest with you, that we thought the ball could really travel tonight. And that's not even the longest home run tonight.
Nope. Spiegel still has that also to dead center field. But the ball has been traveling.
Well, it's the weather.
Yep.
You know, when it's 84, it's hazy, a little bit of humidity, the way it is, that's when the ball in this park travels. Wave and a miss by Yule. 0-1 the count. I mean, and we've always said that. There's just certain nights where the weather is just right, where the ball, people go, well, it's not a home run park. Oh, it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And the pitch inside for ball. Remember, which team led the MLB Draft League in home runs in the first half and was the only one in double figures?
That's
the
right.
State College Spikes. They're the only ones in double figures in the first half.
Absolutely.
Well, that's why I said it, Joe.
That's why I agreed.
2-1 the count. There's a city ordinance you can't burn a couch.
Yes, Morgantown residents no longer allowed to have couches on porches. City Council passed an ordinance banning any upholstered furniture outside unless it's within an enclosed porch.
What about turning over cars?
Not seeing anything on that here.
Swing and a miss, 2-2.
Not that any of us would have experience with that.
Don't look at me. Inside, oh, Spiegel's headed to the dugout. I missed inside, though. 3-2 the count. Well, here's the solution. Just win the game and get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one for you. You ain't going to worry about it. Now, it doesn't mean in a fit of rage. Hit on a line to center field. Hill comes in, makes the catch. The inning is over. Will Hoyt-Omer's the center. It's 9-2 West Virginia to the bottom of the ninth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
So we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and taking over will be Noah Manning. A.J. Stinson faced three, retired all three. Manning comes in at 2-0 with a 2.31 ERA, making his 17th appearance. 23 and a third, 13 hits, only 7 runs, 6 of them earned. He has struck out 25. He's walked 4, a 6-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. He has hit 2, which makes Joe very, very blood pressure-oriented. So 9-2 our score. T.J. Pound's going to lead it off for Cadu. So Knox Preston will be the only guy on the bench not playing tonight. It'll be followed by Manny Jackson and Grant Norris. Pound comes into the game at 175, has not played the last two. He does have a double. He's driven in 6. Friday night, he went 0-for-1 at Williamsport. So he takes over here. And bats from the right side. Pitch to Pound. In there for a strike. It is 0-1. So, this has been West Virginia's night. Remember, they're right in the thick of this race, just like the Spikes are. That's outside for a ball. It just missed, too. 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike. And the pitch on the ground. Tapper right back to Manning. Underhands to first. One up and one down here in the ninth. That'll bring to the plate Manny Jackson, who's 1-for-2. He walked back in the second, singled in the fourth, and in the sixth, he grounded out to first with the pitcher covering. And he'll step in here. That pitch, a strike, hit is 0-1 to Jackson. We're here tomorrow night. Get going about 6:10 tomorrow, 6:35. Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, and an important game trying to get a split of the first two games. That's lined down the left field line, but foul. 0-2 the count. Well, sometimes it's just the other guy's night. And it's West Virginia's night tonight. 0-2 outside, 1-2 the count. Norris on deck. It's one thing about baseball, you start all over again. Remember a few years ago, the Spikes were struggling and they were playing Staten Island at the time. And Staten Island, I mean, let's be straight, blew them out. And Joe and I said in the postgame, hey, tomorrow's a new day. I said, you could have a completely different game, and the Spikes won it 2-1. And the pitch. That's off the fist foul past Lasting's Millage, the first base coach. So, 2-2 the count. The other part that should be pointed out, I don't know if Majic's available in the bullpen or not, but they used their left-hander tonight, Dietrich. 2-2. Outside. 3-2 on Jackson with Norris next. And he goes back, scrapes off the cleats. Puts the ball back behind his back. He works from the center of the mound. Outfield straight away deep. They're not playing a no-doubles defense. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him two outs. First strikeout for Manning. It's interesting that you would think that on this particular night, like, wow, how many guys for the Spikes struck out tonight? Not that many. I think that's the sixth strikeout. Teals at four. And Norris at the plate in their first strike, get his 0-1. Norris lined out to third. Willoy backhanded it on the play, took away extra bases. 0-1. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. The Spikes are down to their last strike on this Tuesday night. But remember, this team came into the night 23-11 here. They play very well here. And the pitch. It's wrapped on the ground. Foul. Wide of third. Still 0-2. Goes down to the bullpen where they opened the door and the ball missed the door. Because they thought it was just going to roll in there? No. Here's the set and Manning's pitch. Call strike three, got him, and the ball game is over. West Virginia wins at 9-2. Post game in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division One, Power Five Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
message is for Shana, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back with just three games left on the 2024 home schedule. Tomorrow, the Spikes take on the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:35 p.m. on a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. And Thursday, it's a fantastic fireworks show after the game on Thon Night, Bark in the Park 4, presented by the Center Daily Times, and enjoy Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, let's get to the totals for you in this one tonight. So we'll start with West Virginia, 9 runs, 14 hits, and 1 error. And the Black Bears left 6 in this one. Meanwhile, for the Spikes, it looked like this for them. They had 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. And the Spikes in the ball game left 7. Time of the game, 2 hours and 40 minutes. And we're back tomorrow night with game 2 of this 3-game set as West Virginia creeps to within a half game of the Spikes in the standings. We'll see how Trenton turns out tonight. Trenton and Williamsport were 7-7 in the sixth. It's now 8-8 in the bottom of the sixth inning at Trenton. And Frederick and Mahoning Valley are delayed 3-3 in the eighth inning, in the bottom of the eighth. Interesting. So final 9-2 back tomorrow night, and we'll be here at 6:10 on the air at 6:35. Game 2 of this important 3-game series for the Spikes. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.